Jimmy?
Yes?
Do you want to come downstairs for your favorite snack? Pickles covered in bacon?
No thanks, Mom. I actually have some in my room, and I've been enjoying them.
Okay, Jimmy. Well, I'll just enjoy them downstairs with Roger.
Okay, Mom. Sounds like a plan.
Hey, everybody.
Yes!
Oh, yes! Welcome back to the Paid Search Podcast. My name is Jason Rothman. As always, I'm joined by the digital cowboy himself, the great Chris Schaefer. Chris, how's it going?
I'm well, Jason. It's a good day. You know, there's 210 episodes now, you know, that we're doing, and sometimes the episodes fire me up, sometimes they don't, you know, but I'm pumped today. I think this is a conversation well overdue, and I'm pumped to talk about it. I think we've been personally behind the scenes, we've been talking about it and arguing about it for, you know, and threatening each other about it for a yep. couple of weeks. So I think it's the hype is real. It'll be a good talk. As for our patrons, if you listen on the patron side, you know that I am firmly taking a side on some of these things, because I just do not like fence sitters, as some of our Facebook group people have been calling out.
Yeah, I know. They're doing images now of like people sitting on fences and saying that's me and all this kind of stuff. And I gotta know, at what point do people start to lose respect for me? And at what point do I need to come back and show them why I need to be respected? I'm in control of a lot of things. Time. I'll say that, Chris. And if anyone continues to disrespect me by talking about parts of my body on fences, then you're going to have a problem. So take it easy.
Oh, yeah. Everybody, Jason's extremely sensitive. Very sensitive man. Let me tell you about how to get sensitive with your Google Ads. You want to be the kind of guy that can turn on a dime, that can just immediately cry at the drop of a hat about your Google Ads because you can see things that other can't. You're so in touch with it that it's emotional. You want the emotional management tool to the stars? It's Optio, optio.com/PSP2, because this tool will put you in touch with your Google Ads. You're using Google Ads interface every day. You're using the graphs, the charts, the buttons. You log in, it's very familiar. You can even with this new interface, you become very callous with what you see. Sometimes you just kind of forget to look. It's not quite as useful. I'll tell you, one of the things that's really refreshed my ability to look at my campaigns is to see them in a new interface. And Optio is very affordable, and it's designed for you to get things done faster in Google Ads by showing you ways to manage your campaign, your ads, your keywords, your search terms, your display, your remarketing, your landing pages, all these different touch points. It shows you in a new, exciting interface on how to manage that. You're going to like it. We're so sure that you're going to like it. They're giving 2 months away for free because they're sure you're going to keep coming back. You're going to get addicted to it, as many of our listeners have. OPTEO.com/PSP2 for 2 months free of this paid search tool. Optio. You're going to like it. Try it out for free and use the chat box and tell them, hey, I'm a paid search podcast listener. Please give me 2 months free and they'll do it. You're going to like it. Optio.com/PSP2.
Thanks, Chris. And we want to make sure everyone is subscribed to another great podcast all about Google Ads. It's called Google Ads Strategy with Kyle Solarud. But if you go to your podcast app and just search Google Ads Strategy, you should be able to find it. Kyle's been putting out a lot of value-packed information on his podcast, and these are mostly short, bite-sized episodes about 10 minutes long. And then sometimes he interviews other Google Ads professionals, and those shows are a little bit longer, so it's a good mix. We've mentioned Kyle's ad Mad Lake Software Suite on the show before, and this podcast is from the same Kyle. He's got Google Ads software, Google Ads training, and he also runs an agency that specializes in Google Ads and YouTube Ads. So the stuff he talks about on his podcast is stuff he has a lot of experience with from all angles. Just go to your podcast player and search Google Ads Strategy, and you should be able to find Kyle's podcast and subscribe. You can also go to googleadsstrategy.com, and you can find his podcast there. He's got tons of great episodes. Go subscribe today, and we will have a link to both Opteo and Kyle Solaroot's Google Ads Strategy podcast in the show description and show notes. So, Chris, big episode today. Let's just frame it this way. We're talking about the right way to optimize ads. So all we hear about is test your ads. No one ever talks about what are you testing them for. They just say test your ads. So I guess let's start this off here by just talking about what do you and I do right now? Like what were our initial answers before researching for this episode? When I tell you, Chris, go to your account and go optimize your ads, what exactly are you doing?
Okay, so to get to the heart of the debate here, or the discussion, I should say, we're not really doing a debate, but to get to the heart of it, there are two key metrics that I would say I look at with an ad. Number one is click-through rate, CTR. It's going to be a percentage. That is the measurement of how many people have seen your ad versus how many people have clicked on it. Usually between a click-through rate of 1% to 40%, you know, it just depends. There's going to be a range. Now, the other option is also a percentage, and it's a conversion rate. It can range from 0% to, let's say, 40%. Could be anything. Which one of those two is the king? And I'm going to give you my answer with no foreplay at all. I prefer click-through rate. If you're on the Patreon group, you know this already. It's not a surprise to you, but I do not consider conversion rate when managing and optimizing my ads. I'll provide some discussion points on that and my reasoning behind that. But for me, I'm going to say 90% of the time, there is a minority of time that I will consider conversion rate over click-through rate. And I'll discuss what that 10% might be. But for me, the vast majority of time, it is going to be click-through rate. And what's really interesting is we've done some polls, we've done some questions. And as with most of my life, I am in the minority. I'm taking the road less traveled. And if you know the poem, it's made all the difference.
Yeah, that's a good poem. So from my perspective, Chris, what is it? What is The Road Less Traveled? Is that a book?
No, it's a poem by Robert. What's it matter? What? I don't remember his name.
Say that word again.
The Road Less Traveled?
No, what it is. It's not a book. It's a
poem. Am I saying it weird? Is that not how you say poem? What's funny?
So you said poem. You said poem. Uh-huh. And then I made fun of you and said poem, and then you didn't react. And that made me think maybe you were saying poem seriously, like Louisville.
Do people not? You lost me. Am I saying it wrong?
Should we change the show right now? And instead of click through rate and versus conversion rate, do poem versus poem?
Poem? That's how you poem? Say poem? No way. Never said that in my life.
All right, let's see if we can blow your mind here. Search poem, if you will.
Poem.
In Google.
P-O-M.
Okay.
Let's both do it. P-O-E-M, sorry.
P-O-E-M, yeah, poem, sure.
Right. Poem.
Poem, sure. So go to Google. Let's both do it together. No. Let's do it. Go to Google. We have our earphones in or whatever.
I did not know this was good. It's okay. All right.
P-O-E-M. Okay.
Point.
And then the dictionary really? Snippet pops up, and it defines it. Uh-huh. You see the little announcing thing, the little how to pronounce it.
Yeah,
audio. Let's clip it together.
Poem.
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 That's a good poem.
Poem. No, I call it poem.
You do.
Everyone You know, up until just recently, I realized people say we're going to go to the movie theater instead of saying I'm going to the movie theater. You know, it's different cultures. I'm from East Texas, and that's how we say.
No, poem. That's a known thing. Theater versus theater. Poem.
No.
Poem.
Well, that's just. Listen, you live in the big city.
Let me ask you this. Had you, you read a lot, you're a big reader.
Mm-hmm.
Had you ever said the word poem out loud before, or had you just thought about it?
I don't.
I'm just wondering.
I'm sure I said it.
Okay.
Poetic. Poetic.
Poemetic.
I don't say,
is that what
I don't say? I don't say poemetic. So I guess, that's true. Poem. Okay. It doesn't matter.
It really doesn't.
This is about click.
It's funny.
You're enjoying this so much.
No, it's just every time. Just sometimes there's just a great gift lands in your lap, and the Louisville. I didn't know if that was ever going to happen again. And then
Louisville.
Yourself.
The Louisville thing was just ignorance. I've never been there. You know, it's probably not even that great of a city. Why would I even go? I don't care about Louisville. It's just poem. That's just. An accent. That's just the way you say things, you know, like theater.
I can see it now. Yeah.
It's the same thing. Accent. Poem and wait, I already forgot. How do you say it?
Poem.
Poem. No way. Listen, I got stuff to do. That is way too long to say four letters. Poem. That's poem. See, and hear that?
Who wrote that poem?
Robert Frost. Is that it?
Is he a great poet?
Boy.
All right, moving on. So, Chris, you said 90% of the time you focus on click the rate, but you will look at conversion rate every now and then. I'm on the fence, Chris. Okay. I go back and forth, and I'm proud of it. I look at both click the rate and conversion rate. Sometimes an account doesn't have conversion data, so then I focus on click the rate. But you know, often it has both, and it's very difficult for me to pause an ad that has a great conversion rate and a low cost per conversion just because the click-through rate is not as good as other ads, even to a large extent sometimes. And then conversely, I struggle sometimes where I have an amazing click-through rate and no conversions or low conversions. And that's just where I'm at. That's what I've done. It's kind of been a gut feel thing. And I've looked at both. It's hard to say the word equal. It's not really equal. It's like, it's kind of a step process. I look at the click-through rate. And then I look at the conversion rate as kind of a backup check, like, oh, do I want to actually do this, or am I going to kill off a good conversion rate? And then when I have a good conversion rate, then I usually don't kill off a bad click-through rate unless it's really bad. And then if I have a great conversion rate, I will be more likely to kill it off if I'm not getting conversions at all. So that's where I'm at. We had some very interesting polls, Chris. I had a poll on Twitter. You got 10 votes. 60% was ads with a high click-through rate. That's what they optimized for. 20% was ads with a high conversion rate. 10% undecided, 10% other. So that was a small poll. But then on our Patreon group, ads with a high conversion rate and low cost per conversion, that's what they optimized for. That was 29 people. 10 people optimized for a high click-through rate, 3 were undecided, and 3 said other. And we got a lot of interesting comments. And what I learned from this poll, Chris, is two things. One, I was just surprised how strong the cost conversion rate and low cost per conversion group was. I did not know it was going to be that big. And then the other thing I learned was basically nobody has any idea what they're doing, because the because you look at it this way, you talk about, like, okay, professionals out there, what's quality score? What's a good search term? The answers will be very similar. But when it comes to the comments we got, they're so different in terms of the way people approach this, that it's not that no one knows what they're doing. It's that there's just no clear standard. And to me, that was surprising. So what how do you take those polls?
Oh, I didn't have to look long to realize that everyone was wrong. That was, the majority of people were misinformed, and that's what I thought. I mean, I told you I'm going to take a stand, and I'd like to take a stand. I will go down with the boat on this, but I'm going to lay out my thoughts. Here's my number one theory. on why I choose click-through rate. Okay. And you know that I love to lay out a almost as if I'm a preacher in front and I'm going to lay out 3 points. Okay. So here, here's my 3 point thing. The value behind the action of a Googler, a person doing a search, there are three actions involved. Okay. When you bring someone from Google all the way through to a conversion.
Okay.
Number one is the search term. Search term shows intent. Okay. You can often derive value from the search term that shows intent. What are they looking for? Right. Should be very obvious based on the way they search. Hopefully as long as you have three or more words, it's usually very easy to tell. Next, the next action is the click. They're going to click. Click shows interests. The interest of the person is determined by the click. If they see your ad and it looks relevant, if it's interesting, if it looks like what they're looking for, they will click. They've now voted for your ad. Back in the old days, I remember that's the way, you know, that Google used to describe the users vote on which ad is the winner. Wow. And they click on that. And that's what determines quality scores. You get a better click-through rate, stuff like that. Okay. So that determines interest. So we have intent, interest, and last we have conversion, a call, a form, some type of action done that shows initiative, a person taking an action on something, moving forward on a certain process, a certain call to action. They're doing initiative. So we have intent, interest, initiative. Boom, boom, boom. Those are the three. And search term, you can look at the search term and tell this is their intent based on that. You can look at the click-through rate and tell a person's interest in the ad copy. And then I look at my conversion rate to tell how many people are taking initiative on my landing page. So each of those help me determine the three different levels of interaction for my Google ads. And if there's a problem with the conversion rate, it's going to be shown between 2 points. It's either going to be shown I have the wrong keywords entirely, or they don't like my landing page. My content isn't very good. My product isn't good. There's some kind of disconnect. It's not relevant. It, you know, they don't like it. Good, bad price, poor product, poor presentation. But I'm not going to look at my ad copy and say they didn't convert because the ad that they read 4 words from and scanned really quickly, they didn't not convert because of that.
Wow, you're opening up my mind here.
That's it. Now, keep in mind,
your ad copy could be off. Like you're on the landing page, it could say move starting at $100 an hour. The ad copy could say $30 an hour. And then you get a high click-through rate. And then they go to the landing page and it's like, oh, this is not what I was expecting.
Exactly. But that still proves the point. The problem is the initiative. The problem is the conversion rate. The click-through rate worked really well because they liked that they showed interest in what you had, but the initiative was out.
So is your point that if a Google Ads campaign manager is doing their job correctly, intent will then match interest in the ad copy, will then match initiative on the landing page. And if everything is correct, then you should never find yourself in a spot with high click-through rate and low conversion rate.
Correct. Ideally, if you are bringing in strong intent and they have a strong interest, and as long as you're following that same messaging and you're actually selling what you're bringing people in for, and it's a good product and good pricing and everything is in line there, then intent should follow too. Sorry, initiative should follow too. Conversion rate.
So basically, the way you look at ads, you may have never verbalized it this way, but the way I'm analyzing the way you look at ads, you don't look for conversion rate as a guide. You look at it as a symptom to show potential illness in the ads. Like the way you're looking at it is my ads, I'm judging them based on click-through rate. The reason I'm judging them based on click-through rate, one of the reasons is because every single click I get should have the same potential for conversion. Because I'm doing my landing page right, I'm doing my search terms right, I'm doing my ad copy right, I'm doing my landing page right. It's very interesting. Yeah.
So the way I view it is client A has really high click-through rate, very low conversion rate. I'm going to look at one of two things. I'm going to look at the search terms and I'm going to look at the landing page.
Okay.
Something's off. Either they're bringing the wrong people in at the level of the funnel, or their landing page is crap. They're presenting it wrong. Their product's bad. You know, they can't convert. Something's wrong with the conversion process, whatever. If it's the other way around, if they have a very low click-through rate and a very high conversion rate, then that is where we get into the 10%, the rare times where I might optimize for conversion rate because, and here's a perfect example, I have a luxury item and I'm putting, this is a $23,000 trip, fishing trip, you know, and I actually put $23,000, starting at $23,000 in my ad copy. I'm going to get crap click-through rates because everybody's going to be terrified of that number. They're going to say, I don't want that. But you know what I'm doing? I'm qualifying for that initiative, which will then be a very high conversion rate.
But then what you should do, once you prove that that theory that you need to curate your audience with ad copy that's going to turn off a lot of people because it's a unique situation, then what you should be doing basically is going, okay, this ad copy is working with the conversion rate. Now all my ads are going to be this style, and then I'll find out which one has the best click-through rate, and all of them will have a good conversion rate, and then I'll get more conversions because I'll get more clicks and they're all converting.
You're right. You could play both the interest and initiative card together. Yes.
Well, Chris, it's hard to say you're wrong.
Mm-hmm. I know it is.
I think you're right and everybody else is wrong.
What? Are you pulling my leg here? Are you
mind? I am because well, if you just frame it that way, that they all have their different categories. You can't get initiative, you can't get conversions without interest, without interaction. What's the search term?
Intent, interest.
Okay, you have to get your intent search term. Then you have to get your interest, the click.
Interest.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and you can't get your initiative without getting your intent or interest correct in the first place.
Correct.
Which show themselves through click-through rate.
And when it comes to conversion rate, as long as I have good quality search terms, as long as I have people responding to ad copy, good quality search terms, if I have a low conversion rate, you know whose fault that is? Sorry, guy. It's the web developer. It's the business itself. There's some kind of presentation issue. Their image quality is bad. Their conversion's bad. You know, the page is loading poorly. It's not my Google Ads. It's not a problem where I'm sending the wrong kind of people. People are responding well to the message. As long as I'm very clear and I'm not making overt promises about free puppies and, you know, 90% discounts, you know, which would obviously drive a very high click-through rate. As long as I'm making a clear promise about what the product is, the pricing, the messaging, if the click-through rate's really good and it's very clear in my messaging and the conversion rate's bad, I'm putting the blame on the landing page, not on...
Okay. I'm thinking things out. However, what if I'm in a situation where I'm running call ads and there is no landing page and some ads are getting conversions and some aren't? Then I think I've ruled out the interaction thing because there is no landing page where people can get thrown off. It's just a call.
Sure.
So
sure.
I like the way you're thinking.
Text ads. It only works with text ads.
I like the way you're thinking. It's just the only part I'm caught up on is what if you're in an ad group and there's a lot of data and one ad has a high click-through rate and low conversions and the other ad has a medium or low click-through rate and a ton of conversions.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on there? And I guess what you would say to defend your the way you think about it is that doesn't happen, Jason, because it couldn't happen.
It does happen.
Okay.
What I would look at is what I'm more interested in, of course, the one I'm more interested in is the conversion rate because – and that's the end goal, is to get conversions. I'm going to pay attention. What's happening on this conversion rate? First, is it the same landing page? Is it pointing to a different landing page? That's the first thing.
In the last 30 days, do I have my conversions set to many instead of one? And then it just got a bunch of calls on the call extension from one person five times, and it threw off the data. I see.
I'm going to check quality. I'm going to check quality control on that and make sure there's nothing wrong with the data. Then next, I'm going to look at my level of communication. Am I speaking a different language in one ad that's speaking to a much lower funnel of people that's converting better
Okay.
And if that's the case, what am I saying there? Like, am I putting price in there? Am I saying some kind of keyword that's really triggering on people, you know, emotionally or psychologically? Something is triggering that's keeping the unwanted people away, and the people that I do want, it's bringing them in and it's converting really well. So I'm going to look at conversion rate. I'm going to consider it, but I'm going to consider it in how I can improve my click-through rate.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have a very mature way you look at this, because it's not an and or, it's not a versus thing. It's a, I want a damn high click-through rate because clicks bring conversions. Obviously, I want conversions. I'm not going to get conversions in general if I don't get clicks. So let me just use everything as a clue to get me back to a high click-through rate. And if I get high conversions, then let's figure out why, and let's even throw that into the ad copy and try to get a higher click-through rate, because it's all together. The intent, interest, interaction.
My last point, and then we can move on from this point of view and consider other things. But my last point of view is this. Google puts click-through rate above and beyond. There is absolutely no measurement of success for in related to quality score, CPCs, stuff like that with conversions. So you have to optimize for click-through rate if you want to do two things. You want to satisfy the humans and satisfy the robots. The humans being the Googlers, the people doing the search. You have to be very precise in your relevancy. Your ad relevancy has to be good. Number two, you have to satisfy the Google bots, the Google robots, because you have to satisfy their quality score issues. They want you to be very relevant. So if you don't satisfy those two areas, you'll fail. You'll get quality score issues. You won't have people click on your ads. So in the end, the conversion rate is important to me or my client. The click-through rate is important to everyone else. Relevancy with the user, relevancy with Google. That's it.
Right. Now, speaking of Google, that I looked at their help documentation to try to find some article out there that says, run ad tests, and when you run ad tests, optimize for blank and get an answer that way. But it didn't exist. So I found a couple things. People can look them up. One is a test. It's in the Google Ads help. Test and optimize creative messages. And in terms of what you want to test for, they basically say, ultimately, when deciding the outcome of ad test, you can use a combination of performance stats. Looking at click-through rate alone can be misleading. If the system is showing an ad more often than another, it can mean that it's better at winning impressions in the auction itself, which is often a strong reason to prefer that creative over others. So I think that's kind of... it's weird because they're saying looking at click-through rate alone can be misleading. But I think what's interesting there is they're saying if you're running on optimize ad rotation as opposed to rotate indefinitely, you're on optimize ad rotation. Google's saying, hey, if the system is showing an ad more often than another, it can mean that it's better at winning impressions in the auction itself, which is often a strong reason to prefer that creative over others. So I think what they're saying there is don't get caught up on click-through rate alone. Look at what we're choosing to show most often and have a hint that that's connecting. We think that's going to connect with the search terms that you're getting. I think that's what they're saying. But it's not clear, you know. It's not crystal clear. Optimized for this metric.
You're exactly right, because if you think back when we used to have an option on ad rotation, remember the old days where Google gave us an option, you can do indefinite, you can do optimize for conversions, optimize for, you remember what that optimize one? Optimize for performance is what I believe the language was. Best performing ad is what they would use. So the three options they had was optimize for best performing, optimize for conversions, and optimize, or do not optimize, just rotate indefinitely. The thing is, one is optimizing for conversions. You obviously know what that is. But the other one is optimize for performance. They don't define what that is, right? They don't define. They don't say optimize for click-through rate.
They don't.
They just say optimize for performance. And that's basically what we get by default now. That's the new default system, is optimize by performance. It's very obscure, because what is performance? There's plenty of campaigns that have zero conversions.
Another part of this article, test and optimize creative messages, pick the right metrics to gauge the success of your ads. I feel like we could, okay. we could be, that's the head, that's the headline on this section. I feel like we could be close.
Yeah.
So then they say, don't fixate on metrics like click-through rate and conversion rate. Many ad formats are about driving more impressions, clicks, and conversions for entire ad groups and campaigns. There are many instances where you might end up serving impressions in a low click-through rate placement that you might not have qualified for before. A high click-through rate isn't the end goal. It should be all about growing your business. So don't fixate on metrics like click-through rate and conversion rate. A click-through rate isn't the end goal. It should be all about growing your business. Well, then we're back in a circle here, because then people are going to be shouting at the podcast, that's why I voted for cost per conversion and all that. But then you can't get the conversions without the click. So but Google just said, don't fixate on metrics like click-through rate and conversion rate. So not getting a clear answer from the official help, at least from my perspective. I don't know what that any of that means, basically. So I like the way you tie it all together, because they're kind of saying, don't focus on any one thing, focus on the growth of your business. That kind of leaves it open. But then I like what you're doing, tying in the intent, interest, interaction. They all kind of go together.
Yeah. That's, I mean, for me, I can't. Okay. So I do coaching and training with people, and people ask me that question. They say, how should I optimize my ads? Jason, do you know how many times I'd get people asking me for a refund if I said, well, you need to
grow your business.
Growing your business. Right. They're like, what the heck does that mean, Chris? And then I have to explain that. You know, the Google help doc doesn't have to explain what they mean by growing your business. I mean, I have to give very definitive answers, and I can't give that answer. The true answer is intent, interest, initiative. You have to make decisions on the point of contact, the point of clicking, and then the point of conversion. And you have to optimize based on those factors and how they
interact. And you're saying if you do your job right on all three areas, interaction should always be there, the conversions.
It should be there.
And since it should be there, then get more interactions, get more conversions means get more click-through rate.
It all comes down to intent. As long as the intent of the people coming to the site is on track and you're getting the right kind of people, you know, if you're selling shoes, if you're getting people that are just typing the word shoes, you have the wrong intent and you're not going to get initiative. You're not going to get conversions. But if you have buy size 9 shoes, you know, you're going to get conversions. You're going to get that final step and you'll get
click-through rate. You kind of teased it a few minutes ago. I think this is going to be the biggest aha moment for the conversion rate crowd. And this is where they're going to realize that they're not the ones with the podcast. They're not the ones who are the best Google Ads manager on the planet for specifically lead gen. Said in a humble way, not saying anybody's not as good as me. I'm just saying no one's better than me. No one's ever been better than me. And probably when I get done with this, no one will ever be better than I was in my prime, including myself, because I think I'm at my prime right now and my age is only going to get older from here and my physical skills are going to decline. So probably the best Google Ads manager ever. Again, someone could be as good, but no one's better. You're looking at them.
Yeah.
This is the peak. So this is the moment where they realize they're not that person, Chris, because if you're so focused on conversion rate and conversions, then you're not focused on click-through rate. And guess what? You teased it. Guess what drives quality score? Click-through rate.
Yeah.
Click-through rate drives quality score. So they would say, how do you know that? Well, I read it in the book we always mention. And on top of that, you just think about from Google's perspective, what does Google want? Google wants clicks, because Google makes money with clicks. But at the same time, clicks also show that they're serving up relevant ads on people's searches and they're giving people what they want. So it's good for Google, good for business, but it's also good for the user experience. The best way to judge that is click-through rate. If people are clicking, that means you're giving them what they want. People like that, users like that, Google likes that. So that is clear, and everybody, you just look online, that's the driver quality score. Now, higher quality score means higher ad rank. Higher ad rank means you don't have to bid as much. When you don't have to bid as much, you get a lower cost per conversion, and it comes full circle. So if you've been focused on only conversion rate, only low cost per conversion, potentially you could be screwing yourself big time. by ruining your quality score, by ruining your click-through rate. It's not easy. Someone's going to go, well, how much do I focus then on the click-through rate? Well, that's what we're talking about here. It's not easy, but yeah, you can't neglect it, because if you neglect it, you're at serious risk of driving down your quality score.
Right. I think if you're in it for the long term, if you're playing the long game here, you have to consider quality score.
You have to.
Maybe if you're running a campaign hardcore, tons of money for like 1 month, you don't need to worry about quality score. But if you're in this to make money and generate leads on a consistent basis year after year, you've got to consider the number one thing Google wants from you. Google wants one thing from you. They want you to give the user a good experience. That's what they care about. That's why quality score exists. If you look at the system, the way quality score works is it forces us, the advertisers, to give the user a good experience.
Yep.
That's what it forces us to do. And if you ignore that, you're not giving Google one thing at once, and they will punish you with quality score.
Now, Chris, when I was researching for this, guess what I did? I searched Google Ads testing, what metric, Google Ads testing, stuff like that, how to test Google Ads. And I only looked for two sources. I looked for the official Google Ads help, and then I looked for Brad Geddes. Anyway, Chris, I found an article he wrote, the best ad testing metrics for lead generation campaigns. And I had two kind of takeaways from it, and we'll link to it. Number one, there's different kinds of lead generation campaigns. And the four he talked about were, I want the most leads regardless of incremental cost. I want leads under a specific average CPA. I want the most leads possible, but no lead should be over a certain number, cost per lead. And then I want a certain amount of leads per month up to a certain amount at the cheapest cost per acquisition possible. So it opened my eyes into, okay, we don't have to fixate on one true answer. Different campaigns have different goals, and let that be the driver in different situations of what you want to optimize your ads for. He gives different examples of what you can optimize your ads for given your different goal. And the other takeaway I had from this was, you can also judge testing by more than one metric. You don't have to judge it by just click-through rate. Sometimes if you want to, you can go, okay, this ad has a 5% click-through rate. This ad has a 4.6% click-through rate. Now let's look over at their conversion rates. The better click-through rate ad had a 2% conversion rate. The little bit worse click-through rate ad had a 4% conversion rate, double. Let's go with that one, because overall on those two metrics, it's doing better. So I thought both those were eye-openers, and we'll link to that article. So Chris, we did a lot of research. We looked online for some answers. We thought through this. We talked with each other. It basically sounds like you are where you started. Is there anything you learned or anything you kind of thought about, like, okay, I'm still where I'm at, but now I should think about this in this way, or was it pretty much you just confirmed what you do? And there's nothing wrong with that.
For me, what I learned, I definitely learned something. I always learn something. Whether I change my opinion or not is not necessarily the point. I think for me, I learned something. What I learned is that many people, I mean, are on a completely different island. I mean, I'm on the island of CTR. I'm on hashtag team CTR, you know, and that's where I've always been. What surprised me is that the number of people that were on team conversion rate. That was surprising to me. And it makes me, I think what I learned from that is that, I mean, I'm in my little silo. I'm working in my bubble. I work with my type of campaigns. I think it could be very real for people that have different, maybe they're not lead gen, maybe they're e-com, maybe they're, you know, all kinds of different ways of they're trying to use Google Ads to accomplish certain things. So I think what opened my eyes to is that, you know, there are many strategies and purposes to use Google Ads. And, you know, maybe the plethora of people that voted for that, you know, are different from me because they manage differently. But I still think it's this far superior methodology to decide optimization. I think that's it. I don't think there's a better way to decide. I think there can be other instances. Maybe some people, instead of a 90-10, maybe they're on a 70-30. You know, 30% of the time they optimized for conversion rate. But yeah, I'm still here. Team CTR. I'm here.
Okay. I think I'm still on the fence, but I like the way thinking about it better in terms of it all is tied together. And I think I've put, just after going through this, I now have more respect for click-through rate when it comes to ad copy. The reason why is, one of the reasons is that quality score thing. I'm always thinking about quality score from a keyword perspective. So when I look at my click-through rates on keywords, I'm like, okay, good click-through rates equal good quality scores in general keywords. But I'm not really thinking about quality score when it comes to ads, but it's all tied together. The ads and the keywords are tied together. And on top of that, there just seems to be quality score stuff that I don't know about. Account quality score, ad quality scores, if that's even a thing that we can't see, I don't even know. But I do know that there's more going on there, I think, than just the little number that says quality score on your keyword column. So
yeah,
like you're saying, you can't disrespect quality score if you're doing this basically as a career or an advertiser for the long term. You cannot disrespect quality score. So I'm having more and more respect for click-through rate. And I kind of like the, but of course I want conversions, but I kind of like looking at low click-through rate, high conversion ads as not the solution, but as like a hint, and trying to figure out why those are converting and what can I do to still get those conversions, but get more of them with a higher click-through rate. So I think that's where I evolved through this whole thing. Instead of looking at it as either or, I came to a place where I was like, no, you have to have a super strong respect for high click-through rate when it comes to ads. But of course I want conversion. So when I see low click-through rate, high conversion ads, I'm not taking those as the way, I'm taking those as a hint. How do I get those high conversions? What is it about those ads that are leading to high conversions? But now I need to get a higher click-through rate with them to get even more conversions. So I think that's going to be my big takeaway.
Yeah. Yep. Well, one last important point I want to share with you guys is opteo.com/psp2. That's the new URL to get your hands on the 2-month free trial. Okay, I'm going to do a visual guide for you. Okay, you log into Opteo, and let's say you have 10 accounts. You're going to see these 10 accounts in this grid layout where you can see numbers. You can see information that you have designed and want to customize yourself. You see beautiful toggle switches. You see numbers and graphs, visual layouts of where you stand on some of these. Then you can dig in and see even more in-depth information about what the campaign's doing, what the areas that Opteo thinks that you need to work on. Great optimization tool. Getting things done in Google Ads, getting them done faster is the name of the game. Opteo.com/PSP2 for a 2-month free trial.
Thanks, Chris. And I want to tell everyone to go to googleadsstrategy.com. Google Ads Strategy with Kyle Solarud. It's a great podcast. It's specifically about Google Ads. And we know you love podcasts. We know you love Google Ads. And if you want more Google Ads content, we recommend Google Ads Strategy with Kyle Solarud. You can go to his website, googleadsstrategy.com. You can see where you can listen. It's on all the major podcast players. Click here to ask a question. You can ask Kyle a question for the show. Look at some of his recent episodes. They're great. Google Ads for nonprofits, YouTube ads for brick and mortar businesses, best way to scale a Google shopping campaign. This is great content. They're in short episodes that get right to the point, and then every now and then he interviews another expert, and it's a good mix with the format. So check out googleadsstrategy.com and subscribe to Kyle's podcast today, Google Ad Strategy with Kyle Solarud. Go to your podcast player, search Google Ads Strategy, and you'll find it.
Jason, I will see you behind the pay curtain. For the rest of you, when you get an extra $2, when you decide to skip coffee, meet us on over at paidsearchpodcast.com. Click on the Patreon link, and we share a little more, just a little more, $2 worth. I'd say actually it's more like $50 worth for $2. It's a great deal. So join us there. Thanks for listening. For the rest of you guys, we will catch you next week.